Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got really big news dealing with what's happening with our water. The globalists aren't just power-grabbing our infrastructure, our highways, bankrupting our states and counties, raising our taxes to transfer trillions of dollars of wealth to the globalists through fraud. They are also taking over the water supply to jack up prices, as they've already done in the third world. That's coming up with Michael Braverman for about 35, 40 minutes. Then we've got popping in Max Keiser with an update on the great success of his buy silver, crash J.P. Morgan campaign, now in the London Guardian, and silver and gold surging towards all-time highs today, right now. I want to hit some news on the food safety bill that we mentioned yesterday, but I want to get into some new twist on that here in just a moment. But first, I want to just remind listeners of the online video bookstore and T-shirt store. It's all about spreading the word. It's all about getting the word out at InfoWars.com. We've got the Alex Jones Essential Collection, five of my best-selling, most informative films for $25, $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. That's running until Christmas. That's up on InfoWars.com right now. People are really taking advantage of that. Get it out to everybody you know. Instead of giving them a tie or a fruitcake, you know, spend $4 and change and give them a powerful film in the hardcover case. We've got a lot of other great books and videos we've added, like They Own It All, Including You. That's a great book folks kept telling me about. That's discounted at InfoWars.com. We've got a bunch of other specials on T-shirts, you name it, at InfoWars.com. Also, we do this every year, 7th year anniversary coming up next year in April. So this will be the 7th time we've done it, or the 6th time. I guess next year will be the 7th time. 7th year anniversary in April. The point is, you can get 5-plus months free in the month of December when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you pay for 6.7 months on a yearly membership, and you get 5.3 months free. Or get a $5.95 trial membership. We're adding so much more to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can download my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the high-quality video archive of the show, watch the live show, simulcast with radio, the higher-quality podcast of audio, commercial-free, PrisonPlanet.tv, any subject you want. We've added a whole bunch of interviews, like 6 or 7 of them in the last week. Exclusive interviews where we flew places, interviewed folks like Dr. Blaylock or Dr. Childers, or one of my speeches in Santa Cruz. The second one's going up next week. PrisonPlanet.tv. And your funding of us makes it all possible. Also, our sponsors, like a Cola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. Looks like a high-tech water cooler without the water bottle. It's like Robbie the Robot. Grabs water out of the air, the purest, cleanest drinking water you're going to find anywhere. Super high quality. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. The atmospheric water generator, they got a whole bunch of different units, and they got specials running as well. EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Continuing, Safe Castle. I'm just really proud to tell you about this sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field, Safe Castle LLC. You can check them out online at www.prepared.pro. That's PREPARED.pro, prepared.pro. You can also get to their store from visiting the banner on prisonplanet.com. That banner's on the right-hand side. These folks have been in the readiness business for almost 10 years. They're fond of saying they're in the business of steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters, safe rooms, gun boxes, you name it. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance, ladies and gentlemen. I'll hit this briefly when we come back. We're getting Michael Braverman on right now, but House may block food safety bill over Senate error. And, of course, that's out of roll call. That is not a Senate error. They've known since the founding of the country. Since 1789, when we officially got the Congress, not the Continental Congress, but the U.S. Congress, that spending bills have to originate in the House of Representatives. It's not an error. They're a bunch of criminal tyrants.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want everyone to focus on what we're about to cover right now. In fact, we're going to search this and put it on screen for you. Radioactive isotopes covered up in Texas water. Remember 2 weeks ago it came out in the Houston Chronicle, CBS News, that they were finding uranium in most Texas water supplies that isn't even in the groundwater, and that the feds had been covering it up with the state. Now, I pointed out that uranium is in the phosphate deposits where they're mining the sodium fluoride. Now, Jesse Ventura, an American conspiracies author, researcher, with his TV show, Conspiracy Theory, went out and talked to the experts. I'm in tonight's episode. They talked to radiation experts, you name it. Fertility in males is dropping worldwide, especially in the West. This episode is off the charts. It is super hardcore. And we have got to get not just the sodium fluoride out, because they brainwash people that's good for them, even though top scientists and the EPA admit it's not. Now they're going to try to say uranium's good for you. Now, right where I live, there's uranium in the water. And the hippies will get mad if you cut a tree down to build a shed, but they're like, give me uranium. I want it. This is eugenics. This is population reduction, and it's going to air tomorrow night. And it just makes me so angry, folks, that this is going on. Michael Braverman, executive producer. He's produced many national television programs. And, of course, he also helped produce Jesse Ventura's TV show on MSNBC. And he's produced a television program from CBS Primetime Television. I'm not going to go through it all, but he's produced shows for A&E. But Michael Braverman joins us now to give you a sneak peek into what they discovered. This all started out just to look into foreign corporations stealing water and gobbling it up to jack up prices, IMF World Bank documents. They came to interview me in Austin, and that's the turning point in the show, and they went and looked up the stuff I told them about, and actually, then the whole show turned out to be different. And, folks, it's bombshell, and it's hidden in plain view, and it's going to air for the first time tomorrow night on TV, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Michael Braverman, great to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on again.
You bet, my friend. Look, you dropped such – I mean, seriously, folks, I thought I was freaked out by the FEMA camp special. Now I am really freaked out because I know everything you just told me is confirmed and what's in the show, but just to know they've been doing it and getting away with it, they're putting uranium in on purpose, that's only one part of the show. Michael, tell us as much as you can about the premiere tomorrow night.
Well, you know, Alex, it's one of those things that's pretty similar to what we talked about 2 weeks ago. You know, I come to this with sort of an open mind. I'm kind of an agnostic about a lot of this stuff because, you know, I sort of got into this, as you know, as a TV producer, and we started looking into this issue about water. Somebody said, y'all ought to look into this because there's a lot of foreign companies sucking out water from places like the Great Lakes. And I was like, well, okay, you know, let's look into that. So I put the staff on it, and I started to look into it. And what we discovered is it's not only true, it's massive. And I'll start with one example. And by the way, anybody who's listening to this can just get on the computer and Google it, and you'll see that it's, as you say, right out there in plain sight. There's a place called Stanwood, Michigan, and I'm going to get to the uranium in a second, but I want to give you the backstory, and I want to give your listeners the background of this. It's a place called Stanwood, Michigan. It's way up in the north. It's pretty rural. Actually, it's in the central part of the state. It's pretty rural. It's pretty depressed in terms of the economy. So Nestle Waters of America, which is a subsidiary of a giant multinational corporation called Nestle, which we've all heard of, builds this big plant in Stanwood, Michigan. And they ain't making Nesquik. What they're doing is they're bottling water, which they're sucking up from Lake Michigan, and bottling it and selling it under the brand Ice Mountain, which you've probably all seen in the store. Okay. The state of Michigan leased them all of this water and leased them the land for the plant for, guess how much? I'll tell you, $100 a year under ex-Governor Engel's administration. $100 a year. So what Nestle did, being the smart corporation they are, is they didn't put their pumps on the shoreline of Lake Michigan where everyone could see them and they'd be an eyesore and they'd attract a lot of attention. No. What they did is they put their massive pumps 12 miles inland on a private game preserve where no one can see them, no one can hear them. And when you all watch the show tomorrow night, you'll see that we try to get in there, Jesse tries to get in there, and you can't get in it. And these huge pumps are sucking up thousands, millions, millions, and millions of gallons of our water, America's water, good water, a year. And they're piping them to this big plant in Stanwood, Michigan, and the tankers go out every few minutes. Every few minutes, those tankers are going out filled with bottles of water. The Nestle Corporation pays $100 a year to exploit.
Well, that's the way it always is. It's like the new Federal Reserve bailout where MSNBC and everybody else gets secret federal money from taxpayers, and then we're not allowed to be told. I mean, that's why it's like Obama giving waivers to hundreds of mega businesses and not have to buy government-run insurance, but then the local hamburger place, they don't get the exemption. Nobody can compete against somebody like Nestle paying $100 a year for millions of gallons of water.
No, you can't. And
I mean, I pay hundreds a month for water.
Sure. And their story is, well, we provide employment in an area that needed employment. All true. Yeah, I can't dispute that they do. A lot of locals got jobs. You know, there's jobs for truckers, there's jobs for everybody.
But it shows how insiders play by a different set of rules.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And this episode, which airs tomorrow night, and I'm going to pitch it here to everybody, 10 o'clock on True TV, this episode will blow your mind as it blew mine, because as it develops, you see this thing unravel. And we unravel this conspiracy about water layer by layer by layer. And what you're going to hear is, as we start with this plant in Stanwood, Michigan, where, you know, all this stuff is being, you know, all this water is being taken. And then what you discover is there are three big multinationals all over the world. And what they're doing is they're privatizing water. They go into municipalities, they go to states, they go, hey, you guys are government, you guys are idiots, you don't know what you're doing, which is a pretty good argument to make. What we're going to do is we're going to take over your water supply, we're going to take over your municipal water system, and we're going to run it better, and we're going to pay you a royalty. And a bunch of cities and states go, cool, let's go. And then what you discover is, just like insiders all over the world, as you pointed out, Alex, suddenly the rules change. The price gets jacked up. The water quality isn't as good. All kinds of stuff starts to happen. And you can't, a lot of these deals, you know, these you know, smaller towns, they can't get out of them. You know, because, you know, Nestle and a couple other French companies, Veolia and Suez, are the biggest ones. None of them, by the way, are American companies.
Yeah, there's German, there's Dutch, there's...
Yeah, the biggest three are French and Swiss. They're, you know, Britain has Thames Water. And if you look in all over the world, in third world countries, like developing world countries, these countries, these companies go out there and they buy up huge amounts of water and you can't kick them out. Now, here's what you got to realize. As we peel back the layers, pull back the layers, in this show, what you're going to find out is the big oil families, the big oil players, suddenly are getting into water. Water, we've all seen this headline, water is the new oil. And the, one of the primary families doing this are our friends, the Bushes. The Bushes have bought 98,000 acres. I want everyone to just picture that for a minute, 98,000 acres in South America. It's in an area actually that borders different countries. It's near Paraguay, and, you know, where Paraguay hits Brazil, you know, right there on the southern border of Brazil, the northern border of Paraguay. Why did they buy 98,000 acres? I'll tell you. Because it sits over the world's largest aquifer. Excuse me, the largest aquifer in the Western Hemisphere. Sorry, there's a larger one in Russia.
And the biggest in the U.S., is under Texas, and that's where Boone Pickens has moved in.
T. Boone, smart man that he is, figured something out. He figured, and by the way, we have this on the show. You see him on the show looking into the camera going, well, water's free, but not for long. I mean, it's right there. And again, everything I'm saying, anybody can get on Google, you know, point and click, and you can see what I'm talking about.
And then they lobby all over the U.S. and Europe to ban you having your own well or collecting rainwater, just like their Food Safety Act shuts down you growing food at your own farm because they're creating artificial scarcity.
Yes, I didn't realize there are laws to... You mean I can't sink my own well in a lot of places?
Yes.
And
they're the ones lobbying for it.
Oh, sure. They want to control... If you wanted to control a population... Let's say you were a particular group of elites and you wanted to control a population. Well, there's two ways that are the most efficient way to do it. You control the water and you control the food. That's pretty much the best way you can do it. You cannot live more than 2 weeks without water. You can't. Usually you will die within 3 or 4 days. If the human body is 15% dehydrated or has a 15% water deficiency, to use a really accurate term, a 15% water deficiency will kill you within 24 hours.
Yes.
I mean, killed dead. So if you want to control a population, that's a pretty good way to do it. And T. Boone figured out that in Texas, if you own the land, you also own the water rights. So what T. Boone did, again, being the billionaire that he is he bought up a whole bunch of land, and on his ranch, he created a town. And a town gets to have its own water district. And guess who the citizens of the town are? T. Boone's employees. So what does he do? He sinks a lot of pumps in there, starts to suck out it's called the Ogallala Aquifer, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of. Am I talking too fast?
No, this is you're right on target.
Okay, because I'm so lit up about this that, you know, it just makes me crazy that this stuff is happening.
You know, in fact, I'm going to be talking to the crew. You guys have really been wound up about water, and you should be, because in your investigation, it's not just they're creating an oligopoly, not just creating artificial scarcity, not just running these scams, not just trying to keep us from getting our own water, but they're adding stuff to the water. Michael Braverman, stay there. Let's continue. You know, this is riveting. This affects everybody. Our bodies are 75% water. Water is life. And this just shows how dastardly these robber barons are, these new water barons. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, Michael Braverman is our guest, and you notice it wasn't hype about the FEMA camp police state special. I mean, I saw the reviews online, the listeners, even mainstream, you know, people on YouTube, they said, boy, Alex wasn't joking when he said this is groundbreaking. Confirming the FEMA camps, the secret police takeover plan, the deathbed confession last week of E. Howard Hunt on national TV, all the other big revelations. Lee Harvey Oswald's widow saying, look, you know, my kids aren't safe if I talk to you. Bombshell stuff. Well, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Tell everybody you know to tune in. By the way, Michael, when are they going to air the police state special again? Because I know they usually air a previous episode at 8 p.m. Central right before the new one.
That's what it should be on, although sometimes the network, you know, sort of flips the schedule around, although I believe that it will be on at, it should be on at 9. But don't
that's 9 Eastern. That's 9 Eastern. Right now, it is scheduled to air before the new episode.
Yeah, and I urge everybody to take a look at that again on the rerun. You know, it's an amazing episode because, as you know, Alex, you know, we got in a lot of trouble for that episode because we shine the light on stuff that they don't want the light shined on. And I got to say, I want to give a shout-out to True TV. True TV has more courage than any network I've ever dealt with in my career because they have put this show on, as you know. And, you know, we don't mess around. We shine the light on very controversial subjects, and we go right at it. And
well, I mean, tomorrow night you're going to expose that the government's putting uranium in the water to sterilize us. I mean, folks, and what's incredible is you exposed the UN climate fraud, shot it months before, and then it aired right as ClimateGate came out.
Yeah.
Now it's breaking in Texas news that they're covering up the uranium in the water right as you come out with it. But, yeah. I mean, just to interrupt, this is a short segment. Let's go over the bullet points that we're allowed to reveal here.
Okay.
Ventura reveals that foreign companies are stealing water from the Great Lakes. The Nestle Corporation stashes is 12 pumps miles away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan in a private game preserve where no one can see them. You'll finish up with Pickens here in a minute in Texas with his fake town up in the panhandle. Great Lakes levels are dropping, and some streams and groundwater sources have already dried up. They're shipping it to...
By the way, I'm just going to stop you. When you guys watch the show, when your listeners watch the show, you will see us, and we shoot a thing, and we got a local guy, and he goes, see that over there? We have a new name for that. That's called the dead stream. The dead stream, and that's because of this water pumping. So this is happening. I don't mean to interrupt, Alex, but this stuff is happening right now. It's right under our noses. It's right,
and it's being shipped to China.
I'm sorry?
The show also shows these giant... tell them about the water bags.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's another thing. There's a technology out there, and again, y'all can Google this. It's called the Sprague bag. It's based on a guy named Larry Sprague who invented it. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to make these giant floating water bladders. And because fresh water, as I found out, is lighter than seawater. So basically you can put a huge water train of 50 of these things, you know, 100 football fields long, towed across the ocean with our fresh water. And as one of our guests says, they're going to take our champagne water, water that's been in the ground for millions of years, you know, which is this fresh, life-giving water. They can take that anytime they want, and we let them do it. The government lets them do it. Put it in these giant water trains, 100 football fields long, and ship it to America's enemies, if that's what they feel like doing.
For $100 a year. Let me just finish these bullet points.
Sure, sorry.
No. I mean, you can tell we're both frothing here. Because this is so...
this one, and by the way, this one makes makes Jesse Ventura, this one made him so angry, and you'll see it on the screen.
I was with him in person in Austin after he got back from the Great Lakes, and I've never seen him turning red and grabbing my shoulder going, Alex, they're stealing it. I mean, he was frothing.
Yeah.
Oh, so he gets mad on the show then?
Oh yeah, because it's right there. It's, you know, people think that, you know, we hype this stuff up, as you said. It's right there. All you got to do is Google Stanwood, Michigan.
You can't hype up big enough them putting uranium in the water to literally destroy our sperm count, now down by 87%. You can't hype that enough.
Well, let's go to that a second. Again, you can Google this. Anybody can Google this. Male birth rates all around the world are dropping precipitously in some cases. And this goes across all species. This is not just human beings. Male birth rates, male fertility is dropping. This is a fact. This is a drop-dead fact. Now, why is that happening? Well, one of the reasons it's happening is uranium, even in trace amounts in the water, has a terrible effect on male fertility, terrible effect on testosterone. But what it does is it increases estrogen. So you have, all of a sudden, you have fish showing up all over the world, and especially in here in the United States, too, you have fish showing up with both organs, with both male and female sex organs. You have otters. Don't ask me why it's otters, because I guess because they live in the water.
I can tell you why. Stay there. They're hermaphrodites now, because the alluvial They're dumping all the water we've used into rivers. It's got the estrogen, the chemicals in it. The otters then eat shellfish where it precipitates. It bioaccumulates in the otters. Stay there. This is Key Intel, the radiation attack straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've only got part of this segment left with Michael Braverman. This is so important, I might try to just get him back up tomorrow because I haven't even gotten into the other bullet points. Male birth rates are dropping all over the world. Radiation exposure expert Lauren Murray states that uranium in our water is leading to mass feminization of the population, not to mention kidney and other failure. Pancreas is going out. I was watching the news this weekend. They estimate half the public by 2020 will have diabetes. In fact, guys, put up some of those mainstream headlines about Texas covering up the uranium. They're putting it in the water. Of course they're covering it up. There it is, a KHOU, a CBS Houston. I-Team says state lowballs radiation score in drinking water. And then we've got the other headlines, state and feds cover up uranium, radium, and other things in the water. Male birth rates are dropping. A big brother wants you to be calm, docile. Government experts are advocating lithium in the water, municipal water districts. See, this is happening. Please continue, Michael Braverman, with this show coming up 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. The episode's called The Great Lakes, but it's a lot more than that, because what it was like for you once you started investigating lithium and uranium in the water, and the show takes a big turn.
Yes. I just want to say one thing. The new title of the show is The World Wide Water Conspiracy. I know that's a little unwieldy, but that is the new title, The Worldwide Water Conspiracy. Why? Because it's bigger than the Great Lakes. It's worldwide.
I'm glad they changed that. Okay.
Yeah. So and now, Alex, you gave us the turn, one turn, and then I'm gonna go through this really quickly.
No, you got plenty of time. You've got the floor. Break down what they're putting in the water.
Okay. And I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to give you and your listeners something. I'll bet, Alex, you may not even know all this. And this, the thing I'm going to say in a second, is going to blow people's minds. And again, I'm not saying that with a hype. I'm not saying that as, you know, some conspiracy kook. I'm saying this as a normal guy who got into this being a TV producer. Okay. Lithium is being advocated by our government, by Big Brother, to be put in the water in all municipal water supplies and bottled water. Now, why do they want lithium? Two reasons. One, because lithium is used to treat bipolar mental disorders, and what it does is it makes you calm, it makes you docile. So again, more lithium in the water, their argument is suicide rates go down, but the real argument, as far as I'm concerned, is Big Brother wants a docile population. And, you know, if you're, you know, juiced up on lithium, the chances that you're going to, like, actually take some action and actually think for yourself decrease, because you're on lithium, you don't care. And you can read this where government scientists, and it's all over the internet, are advocating, are actually saying, let's put lithium in the water. Because when you have trace amounts of naturally occurring lithium, they make this argument, which is completely bogus, that in those areas, one of which is in Texas, where you have naturally occurring lithium, crime rates and suicide rates go down. Which, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at that argument and call it for the BS that it is. Now, the second thing is what we learned on the show, which is lithium works with uranium. These two chemicals in a hydrology. Water, sorry. I'm so excited about this, it makes me crazy. They actually work, and they actually increase each other's efficacy. That's what happens.
Oh, it's all, look, sir, we have eco-science. They planned it all. The White House science are. These people are pure evil. Absolutely. And I that's what Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, said, is that all these things work together and that fluoride then activates and supercharges.
Absolutely. It's a slow poisoning.
But exactly. But the fluoride is an adjuvant. Just like they add things to vaccines to supercharge them, the fluoride is the adjuvant that turbocharges it. But Michael, you've got the proof in here, and then now it's even in the news in Texas, but they say, oh, we don't know why uranium's there or why the state covers it up.
Yep.
Because they're adding it. Please continue.
Okay. Now I'm going to get to a part, and I'm going to preface this really quickly so your listeners understand this. You know, True TV has this immense amount of courage to put this show on. Jesse Ventura has a huge amount of courage to put this show on. And I told you 2 weeks ago, there are people out there, there are forces out there, and I can't really say who they are because, you know, I have my own issues to protect. They do not want this show on the air. They want this show killed. The only way we keep the show alive is by people who want free information, people who are willing to expand their minds to watch the show. Now, all that being said, I'm going to tell you something that is not on the show. I can't tell you the reason it's not on the show because, again, I have to protect my insiders. But this is going to blow your people's minds, and it's going to blow your mind too, Alex. You may already know about this. You're talking about the New World – everyone talks about the New World Order and the elites. It's right here in black and white, right on the internet. There's a thing called the St. Lazare Foundation. It's based in Europe. It's run by the Duc d'Anjou. This is, you know, it's called a military order. It started in the Second Crusades. They do lots of humanitarian stuff. You know, they have meetings. It's really the royals of Europe, of a lot of the countries of Europe. It's international royalty, and it's, you know, a lot of sort of, you know, business royalty all over the world, or at least in the Western world, in Europe and the United States. Now, I'm going to read you from their website, which anybody can go on the net. If you just Google Order of St. Lazarus, water, you will see this. I'm going to read it. St. Lazare Investment Arm will be the largest exotic property, and thus will face the prerogatives of future international ecological policies from the point of view of an investor in a carbon finance marketplace. But wait, I'm not done. Now, again, I'm reading. These are quotes. Anybody can go and find this. Water will soon become an instrument of power and influence. I'm going to go on. The St. Lazare Foundation aims to become an essential global player specializing in water.
Wow.
Now, I'm not making this up. Anybody can go, again, I'm going to say it again, Order of St. Lazarus, comma, water.
Now, that's like Order of the Garter. That's the royal families. And I didn't know this specifically, but I knew that they were involved in the carbon takeover.
Sure.
And that they their name had come up in association with what Lord Blackheath came out with in Parliament, that there's a secret, or in the House of Lords, a secret Foundation X setting up world government.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part of it. This is all part of it. The world society, they say it right here, is one of the world's most exclusive society. Again, I'm reading from the website. It comprises those men and women around the world who are part of the economic, financial, social, or cultural elite. It's right here. And then they say they want to become the essential global player specializing in water. So this is not in the show. I'm giving this to you and to your listeners because you've been such a supporter of the show. This is the one that freaked me out. I mean, I couldn't sleep at night after reading this because they're not even hiding. The new world order, the elites are not even hiding. It's right there on the website. I'm not making this up. Anybody can go see it. Now, it's not in the show, and I can't tell you the reasons it's not in the show because, again, I have to protect my insiders, even though this is right out in public and they say it, but I had an inside source, and I have to protect that source, obviously, and, you know, none of us want to get killed. But I just urge everybody to open their minds, go on the Internet, and read this stuff for themselves.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears back into the uranium, get into what the uranium is doing in the water and how they're getting it into the water to combine with the lithium and the fluoride.
Well, some uranium is naturally occurring. Some of it is clearly pumped in. There's lots of ways where they do it. There are actually, in the city of L.A., when they lay new pipes, new water pipes for the DWP, Department of Water and Power, some of these pipes have little chemical dispensers built right on the pipe, remotely activated. There could be nothing in them now. It would take almost nothing for a bunch of crews to go out and put trace amounts of uranium in those chemical dispensers.
Well, our research shows, and it's confirmed, this is on hidden in plain view, that the phosphate mining out of limestone is where they get the sodium fluoride byproduct, and the EPA admits they're allowed to have certain amounts of other chemicals. And where do you mine the uranium? In the same limestone deposit, and that there is uranium in it. So when they add the so-called fluoride, it's got the uranium.
Well, here's something even scarier. A lot of depleted uranium weapons, as your listeners know, were used in both Middle East wars, in both Iraq wars.
Yes.
That depleted uranium gets picked up by the wind, gets picked up, you know, it goes into the clouds, goes into the air currents, and gets dropped everywhere. So the fact is the stuff is basically falling on us if you follow the air currents all around the world. And again, what this uranium does, even trace tiny amounts what it does, and our show has this woman, Lorraine Murray, who is a radiation researcher for public health and was kicked out of the Lawrence Livermore lab because she blew the whistle. And what this stuff does is that this is feminizing our population. Male fertility, male birth rates, male characteristics are down all throughout the world. Terrifying.
And they're doing it, and will people listening to this go research that it's in the Texas newspapers that there's all this uranium and other radioactive isotopes at levels that it shouldn't be? They're adding it to the water. I've covered it with Dr. Conant here on the air. This is the reality, and it is so important that when they try to say, hey, we're just putting fluoride in the water, it's good for you, even though they know it causes cancer and all the rest of it and accelerates the effect of other toxins and poisons as a adjuvant, the key is they cannot sell people that mercury and lead and uranium is good, and that is being added along with the fluoride. It's all called fluoride, but it's just the toxic waste derivatives, and they allow it because it's overall to reduce fertility, as the book written 25 years ago by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote. Just amazing. Michael Braverman, God bless you. We appreciate your time here with us today, and we'll talk to you again in the very near future. Amazing information. Again, tomorrow night, True TV. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have cable or don't have it, get to your friends or family's house. Call everybody you know. We're going to have a big report out on this tomorrow at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the bullet points. The videos are going to be uploaded as well to PrisonPlanet.tv of what we covered here. Michael, we'll talk to you soon.
Alex, thanks again for having me on.
You bet. And then coming up the week after this, next week, is going to be the oil spill. So that's going to be powerful as well. Do we have Max Kaiser? Okay, fantastic. I wanted to just get Max Kaiser on in the last 15 minutes. Wow. Knowingly putting uranium in the water to attack male fertility. And he never got into the what was happening with the sea life off the coast. I mean, the otters being born in record numbers with both sexes. It's girls going into puberty at age 3. I mean, it's just bonkers. We are under chemical warfare attack. Now, it's in the London Guardian. Want J.P. Morgan to crash? Buy silver. The campaign to buy silver and force J.P. Morgan into bankruptcy could work because of the liabilities accrued by the short selling. And Kaiser talks about, you know, what we did a month ago and then again 2 weeks ago here on the show. Sending, you know, silver to $500 an ounce, that becoming the number one search term, crash J.P. Morgan being in the top search terms, and now silver is reaching its all-time high today, and the availability of silver eagles at an all-time low, and the price of those hitting an all-time high in November, the availability drying up everywhere. Max Kaiser, this is very exciting. What's happening?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, silver, since I was on your show 3 weeks ago, it's up 9%. So do you understand that? That means it's annualizing at a rate of return greater than 100%. And the people around the world realize that if everybody cooperates and does this, that everybody wins. Everybody will win. If everyone gets together and joins forces,
yeah,
buying silver, you're going to be destroying the biggest financial terrorist in the world. Imagine... imagine getting rid of the biggest financial terrorist in the world. I mean,
and by the way, we're not tooting our horns here, and who knows if they'll send a hit team after you for really pushing this out there, but we created the TSA stir. The media is even admitting that now. This is really other people's brainchild, but you saw the idea and rammed it out here, supercharging it, along with Zero Hedge and others. And now The Guardian and others are recognizing it. I don't want to say who called you because I want to wait till it comes out. But some of the biggest publications in the U.S. have contacted you about this and what we're doing. So it just shows the power of alternative media. And we're not tooting our horn. You're not tooting your horn when we point out that the power of the people out there. There are now thousands of videos talking about crash J.P. Morgan buy silver. This thing is kind of scary. I mean, it's scary to have this type of power, Max.
Well, it was always there. You know, the power was always there, but it didn't have a single point to focus on. When I've been on your show before, I've talked about the one-inch punch, where I've talked about how to focus all the energy. You know, you've been saying, well, we should try to do multiple things at once, and I've always said, no, just try and do one thing and do it on scale, get the whole world to focus on one thing, and the economies of scale kick in, and you have success. And this thing is success. Within 3 weeks, we're having success. Think about the various campaigns out there that have been going on for years that are still struggling to get acceptance here. Within 3 weeks, we're totally transforming the global economy. We're taking silver to new all-time highs. We're totally disrupting all of the banks' balance sheets. And we are now going to take back hundreds of billions of dollars that they stole by converting all the paper currency into silver. If you own any of the slave currencies, the dollar, the pound, the euro, the yen, if you own the slave coupons, the slave tickets, the slave currencies, you need to release yourself from bondage and cash it in for silver and be a free person. Be a free man. Own real money.
Well, well said, Max. Now, most of our listeners understand this more than even you or I, but we got a few minutes before break. In layman's terms, explain why they can normally fix markets, and they've been manipulating this one, but if the mass goes out and buys silver, there's no way Humpty Dumpty can put himself back together again.
Sure. The precious metals have always been the counterbalance to fiat money and paper money. And for the past 20 years, has been documented by groups like the Gold Antitrust Action Committee and the folks over at Zero Hedge, the main banks that are tied to the government, like J.P. Morgan,
They go into the market and they continuously sell silver contracts naked, which means that they are selling contracts that do not exist. They're counterfeiting securities in order to create a lot of selling, in order to create a lot of downward pressure, in order to create an artificially low price. And they're able to do this because anytime they need to make good on a contract, the U.S. government just gives them an unlimited checkbook to keep writing bad checks. Now, what's happened is that over the past couple of years, the big money out there, like Eric Sprott up there at Sprott Asset Management in Canada, realized that, hey, J.P. Morgan has $3.3 billion in these bad bets on their books. If we take physical delivery, it'll force them to go into the market to buy silver, and they go bankrupt, and we get rid of a major financial terrorist. Now, the only pushback to this is people say, well, you know, they can always settle for cash, and they won't have that liability. But that's false, because if they settle for cash, where do they get that cash? They have to get it from the government to issue more debt, which only means that the purchasing power of everyone's fiat currency goes down, and the silver that they're holding, the purchasing power goes up. We've got them in a corner. If we all cooperate and buy silver, that $500 price is an achievable goal. Imagine everyone around the world who can put in $27, $28.
And then they won't be able to manipulate it anymore.
$500. All
right, we got a break. We got a break, Max. Stay there.
Money. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Good buddy, the Patriot Jimmy Vaughn. He just got nominated for a Grammy for Best Blues this year. Liberty is on the rise. Hey, we're going to do 30 minutes, maybe even more, of Overdrive. A lot of stations carry the fourth hour. We don't always do it live. But if your AM and FM isn't picking it up, you'll just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the live streaming video. Be able to hear Max Kaiser into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up specifically and only for questions on the Hunt brothers and the cornering of the market and $50 silver in 1980, why things are different today. Your questions for Max Kaiser in the next 30 minutes of the next hour, specifically and only on this issue. Okay, folks, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, J.P. Morgan, hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions leveraged in derivatives. Now, explain to people in layman's terms, if they're 3.3, 3.6, whatever it is, short in the silver market, naked, you know, naked shorts in there driving it down with money and silver they don't have, silver in the real market selling for $35 an ounce, a lot of shops, showing that even the $29 an ounce is a manipulation on paper. So more and more this is rearing its head. But specifically explain to people, as you said with cash, if it's only $3 billion in something, why don't they just go out and buy silver from somebody else to cover it and have a loss? Explain what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. First of all, look at J.P. Morgan. You have to look at the big picture here. They've got, on their balance sheet, $93 trillion in derivatives. Now, to put that into perspective, the total GDP for the world is about $50 trillion. So they have almost two times the entire output of the entire planet Earth on their books as derivatives or debt. And a lot of this debt is tied to a massive short position in silver. By some estimates, $1.5 trillion is exposed in liabilities to their silver shorts.
So their silver short is the pin and the hand grenade.
Exactly. And their market capitalization of the company is about $150 billion. So they've got 10 times their entire market capitalization exposed just to their silver short position, which is part of a much bigger $93 trillion derivatives bomb. So, you know, to pull the pin on the hand grenade, it takes the whole kit and caboodle down. J.P. Morgan stock goes to zero, and they're out of business, which we want because they are actively targeting the communities and these countries. Look at what's happening in Ireland, for example. The IMF is bankrupt. The IMF has no money. They go into Ireland to seize the $20 billion on Ireland's books, plus the pension assets of Ireland. Ireland's not bankrupt. They have cash to go for several years without a bailout. But the IMF is bankrupt.
Yeah, this is a financial takeover, and it's not gonna. I mean, if we did bring down J.P. Morgan, it doesn't mean that exploding battleship might not throw some shrapnel back at us. But it's better than just letting it line up and fire at us forever and not fight back.
Exactly right. It's all connected. They're all working with each other. They're all colluding with each other. If you take down the biggest guy, you take them all down, and you decapitalize them. You're removing that fiat currency, which is their ammunition.
So you're saying blow up the Death Star, and you're saying our X-Wings are in there right now. We've got a good chance of blowing it.
Yeah, the Death Star is a good analogy. I like it because if you remember Luke Skywalker, he's flying into the Death Star, and he has to hit the soft spot, that one spot in the Death Star that blows the whole thing up. In my analysis, if you look at the global banking system, the one soft spot in the entire banking system is J.P. Morgan's silver short position.
So it's the missing scales on the dragon's belly.
Yeah, if you attack that one spot, you blow up the whole Death Star. And right now, people understand this. They instinctively understand it.
All right, stay there. We got to come. We're back in 70 seconds. Folks, you may have to go to Infowars.com if your station doesn't carry it. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.